From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, Victory Park in Dallas aims to reroute itself. We'll start with some breaking news. The Executive Committee of the Irving-based Boy Scouts of America voted today to end a ban on gay adult scout leaders. The decision follows a speech in May by the Boy Scouts president, Robert Gates, declaring that the ban couldn't last.
We must deal with the world as it is, not as we might wish it would be. The status quo in our movement's membership standards cannot be sustained.
Ending the ban faces one more hurdle. The Scouts National Executive Board will vote on it July 27th. After a fiery debate 2 years ago, the organization decided to allow gay scouts, but not gay leaders. A decade ago, the neighborhood around the American Airlines Center in Dallas was born with promises of bustling commerce and restaurants, day and night, game days or off days. Despite thousands of apartments and condos, Victory Parks never lived up to that promise. So developers are trying a reboot. As KERA's Courtney Collins explains, it all starts with two roads.
One-way streets are built for speed. And while that's great for folks driving to the American Airlines Center, pedestrians avoid Houston Street and Victory Avenue at all costs. Urban planner Patrick Kennedy says some people would rather pony up for parking than dodge traffic.
One anecdote that I've heard from a number of people that work in the Crescent area, which is like 3 blocks away, they drive to games because they don't feel safe walking the 3 blocks.
Those one-way streets will soon become two-way. Kennedy says that's a step in the right direction. It will make the neighborhood safer to get around and encourage business. By the fall of 2017, Victory Park will have a crop of new restaurants, including a 24-hour Buzz Brews. A movie theater is on the way, and so is a Pilates studio. A 23-story office tower is in the works, and well over 1,000 new apartments will go up in the next couple years. Patrick Kennedy says that doesn't guarantee success.
Ultimately, that's the supply of a lot of stuff, and that doesn't really necessarily answer the second half of the equation, which is there the demand side to populate those businesses and for them to do well?
Terry Montese says, just wait and see. He's the founder and CEO of Trademark Property, the retail development company for Victory Park.
You're not going to recognize Victory Park in fall of 17.
He says he agrees the neighborhood didn't live up to what was billed the first time around.
Signage wasn't finished. The public amenities weren't finished. The art program wasn't finished. The lighting wasn't finished. The light wasn't installed at Victory Park Lane and Olive, you know, on and on and on. So it really was never finished.
Montese says the story will end differently this time around, especially since one of the reboot's priorities is making Victory Park easier to navigate without a car. That's a pretty significant turn for a city obsessed with the auto. One of Dallas's first protected bike lanes is being built from the Katy Trail along Houston Street.
There is a concrete curb that will be poured. I think some of them already have been poured. That will separate the bike lane from the travel lanes.
Ashley Hare is the bicycle engineer for the city of Dallas. She says this project is important for safety and...
It completely prevents people from parking in the bike lane, which is a problem that we have.
The reboot makes way for cyclists, helps connect the American Airlines Center to the surrounding neighborhood, and pours money into new business. It's that last part that still has Patrick Kennedy a little skeptical. He doesn't believe in, if you build it, they will come.
No, that's never true, and that's one of the worst phrases in real estate.
Still, developers insist that making Victory Park a vibrant commercial district isn't just a dream. It's a promise. Courtney Collins, KERA News.
The city of Arlington is preparing for $1.3 billion worth of good news tomorrow. Multiple media outlets are reporting General Motors will announce plans for a huge expansion of its SUV assembly plant. As gas prices have dropped, the demand for SUVs has surged. The Arlington factory now has about 3,800 hourly workers on 3 shifts. In April, the Arlington City Council approved the creation of a reinvestment zone for the plant that would offer tax incentives worth $28.7 million for the project. Jack Alder co-founded Theater 3 and ran it for more than 50 years, longer than any other resident theater director in America. Tonight, at the Dallas City Performance Hall, a celebration of Alder's life and art has just begun. KERA's Jerome Weeks did the last public interview with Alder and has this look back.
In 2013, Jack Alder was 78. But choreographer Bruce Wood asked him to perform in a major dance piece he was developing. In an interview last year, Alder recalled being approached by the Bruce Wood Dance Company.
The first thing about that is I danced in college, and so when I was asked if I'd like to collaborate with Bruce, I said, oh, Gosh, I have. I'm really not sure my extension. And they said, we don't want you to dance. We want you to speak.
Alder recalled all this at a special event held in his honor last year at the Nasher Sculpture Center. It would be his last public interview. During the interview, Alder was asked what had kept him interested in live theater all this time. Why was the stage important to him? Alder said it wasn't so much the plays. The plays are a way to bring people together. The theater, Alder said, helps human beings create shared experiences and shared values.
Live theater is absolutely not replaceable by anything else. And God knows we've got all sorts of devices, but it's very high touch in a very out of touch world. And it excites me. It is where I find human joy.
As for his collaboration with Bruce Wood, Alder said how much he enjoyed working with the dancers. But he complained, with only two performances, the whole experience was over too soon. The dance was called I'm My Brother's Keeper, and it would be Alder's last live stage performance. Within a year, Bruce Wood himself would also be dead. In I'm My Brother's Keeper, Alder recited two monologues. He spoke as an elderly man who's returned to his family home, now fallen apart. He bids farewell to the ghosts of his childhood.
It seems a peculiar irony to me that most of us must cease to be to know the real of our reality. My yesterdays are this debris, and I, alas, am 70.
Jack Alder died of respiratory failure May 22nd. He was 80 years old. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.
Go to artandseek.org to see videos of Jack Alder's last public interview and his last performance on stage. For the evening, mostly clear skies with a low around 79. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 98. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.